This is the Recency Bias. Yes, your morning after mini pod back in the new year. And a happy new year to you. I'm Zach Vanoss, managing editor, rabbithabits.com, of course, your host of your morning after mini pod, the Recency Bias, right here on the Rabbit Habs Podcast Network. Home in the Montreal Bias, the big pod. Does the new year hold one of those for you soon? Stay tuned and find out. Your Montreal Canadiens picking up a nice win to start the 2019 portion of the 2018-2019 schedule. Coming off of a nice win against the Dallas Stars on New Year's Eve. There was no morning after mini pod after that one because the night before had got to me. Let's put it that way. Yeah, we did a bit of a break over the holidays. I did do one episode of the Recency Bias. But thanks for sticking around while we took a few games off there. Back to regularly scheduled programming. Now that we're in 2019, the Canadians coming off of a really solid December. Obviously the greatest December they'd had in something like three decades, which is really impressive. And has kept the Canadians deep in the heart of the playoff race, currently in a playoff position, fighting for that wild card spot. But as we look at the standings this morning, the Atlantic Division getting pretty tight. At least it is amongst Boston, Montreal, and Buffalo. And Toronto not so far off with the loss that they took on Thursday afternoon either. But a 2-0 win, a game that was really all about Carey Price. Carey Price, who had not played a game since December 22nd, not that long of a stretch, though. Actually, that's only three games that he was out with what they described as a lower body injury, but I don't know. I'm not without my suspicions that maybe Carey Price was just given a little time to rest over the break. Yeah, sure, he probably had some soreness, but he also had his second child was delivered right before the new year. He and his wife, Angela, new baby, so whatever it was. It's fine. Very good. The rest well worth it, apparently, as Carey Price puts up a 33-save shutout performance against the Vancouver Canucks. Joel Armia also back in the lineup. And I'd almost entirely forgotten about Armia, but he picks up a point in his return and assist. It's not to say I don't like Armia, but I had just when they announced that he was coming back, I thought, oh yeah. I completely had forgotten that we were waiting for that guy's return. Solid contributor. Glad to have him back. On the outs was Andrew Shaw, though. He's out with neck injury. Maybe a concussion? They're treating it with they're basically treating it, at least the way I understood it, as if it's a concussion. Though they don't know if it is or not, but, you know, for the kind of neck injury that's causing headaches, you probably take the same procedures anyways. But yeah, the story in this one was absolutely Carey Price getting his 42nd career shutout, the second of the season for him. To say that's a 33-save performance. Scoring gets going in the first period for your Montreal Canadiens. It's Ben. Yes, the unexpected Ben goal, his third of the season, assisted by Kotkaniemi and, as I said, Armia. But Ben looking solid on this one. Looking like a forward with the way he settled the puck and shot it. Or maybe at least a good shooting D-man, which is not necessarily what I think Ben to be, though his shot's not so bad. It's kind of the other parts of Ben's play that leave you wanting a little more once in a while. That was all the goal scoring in the first. Of course, obviously no Vancouver scoring at all in this one, as the Canadiens kept the slate clean the whole way through. The big bit of news in the second period, a collision between the two young futures of both of these franchises. Elias Pettersson, of course, for the Vancouver Canucks, and Jesperi Kotkaniemi for your Montreal Canadiens. These two get tangled up. Kotkaniemi doing the right thing, apologizing, going over and checking on Pettersson after the play. Vancouver fans still a little upset with Kotkaniemi. It definitely wasn't on purpose. The two just kind of got tangled up and things went awkward. And You don't want to see that. Certainly for a second there, both fan bases holding their breath. It's a lot of future tangled up in that. Alas, we move on, and Drouin gets a pass from Max Domi up ice. He grabs it just at the blue line. Really nice wrist shot. Jonathan Drouin doing his Jonathan Drouin thing. When he's on. And he was certainly on. He had a really good game against the Canucks. Drouin's 13th of the season. Price was huge in the second frame. I mean, he was great in the whole game. Came up with some huge saves in the third as well, particularly once Vancouver had pulled the goalie. But the second period, that was the period where Carey Price really shone, really earned that shutout. Huge save on Bo Horvath at one point in there. Things stayed clean in the third. As I say, Vancouver did pull the goalie. They pressed a little, but down to unable to get anything. Shots 33-27 in favor of the Canucks. But this, since Shea Weber's return, remember defense was a big concern for us, 6 weeks back? Less so the case these days for the Habs. Since Weber's return, really seems to have righted the ship, everything in its right place, perhaps. And in that time, Carey Price has posted a 2.08 goals against average and a .924 save percentage. So Price elite since Shea Weber's been back. Is it just a matter of Shea Weber getting, of Carey Price getting it back together? Does Shea Weber change the structure of the defense? Perhaps a combination of the two? Likely, I suppose, a combination of the two. Solid win for the Habs. Everybody knows that after a long road trip, that first game back at home can be something of a trap game. Teams very frequently lose that game. The Canadians had been away from the Bell Center for 6 games, but felt even longer with that Christmas break in there. So it's been a while since they'd played in their own building, but a definitive win against a West Coast team to kick off 2019. 2-0, as I say, the final score. The power play 0-for-3 in the game, but hey, the penalty kill was 5-for-5. Not too shabby. Checking out scores from around the rest of the NHL on Thursday night, or afternoon in the case of this next one. Minnesota beat Toronto 4-3. Calgary fell to Boston 6-4, the score there. 4-3 Buffalo over Florida, so that win for them keeps them ahead of Montreal in the standings. Same for Boston. Carolina beats Philadelphia 5-3. New York Islanders beat Chicago in overtime by 3-2 score. St. Louis downs Washington 5-2. And Tampa puts up 6 against Los Angeles, 6-2. That team scores a lot of goals. Find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets at the Montreal Bias. It's, of course, a podcast and at Rabbit Habs, especially during a game, as our deputy editor Ian Boisvert keeps things entertaining throughout those contests on that feed. Until the next game, which is what? Ask. Well, it's PK Subban. He's going to be at the Bell Center Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Subban in town. A lot of games coming up in the next little sketch for your Montreal Canadiens. That's Monday, they'll play against the Minnesota Wild. They'll host them at 7:30. Then it's off to Detroit one night later, Tuesday, 7:30 start. Thursday that next week, that'd be January 10th, they'll play against the Blues in St. Louis. And then it's back in the Bell Center to host the Colorado Avalanche next Saturday. So a lot of hockey in the 8 days ahead. 5 games to go in those 8 days. So right back at it for the Habs. Keeping pace, trying to keep pace in a tight race for the wild card and that final spot in the Atlantic Division. And we're coming up on the halfway point of the season. Don't know if that seems early for you or late. Seems like a lot of hockey left to be played. We'll be talking about what our 2019 hopes and dreams for your Montreal Canadiens are in the forum on rabbithabs.com. That forum likely going up on the website on Friday, so you can check that out. Give it a read, see what our contributors think they would like to see from your Habs in the 361 days ahead. Until post-Nashville on Sunday, take care.